At 6 o'clock on Wednesday, July 25th, I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. First order of business is a roll call. Fowler?
Here.
Rock? Here. Fredericks?
Here.
Juno?
Here.
Mooney? He's absent. Is Genrich, is he still on our...
Yes.
Okay, so he's absent. Okay. The next order of business is to modify and or adapt our agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 3, approve minutes from the amended minutes from February 28th. Trevor, do you know what was amended?
Yes. I received it, and you can
see
those all together if you like, but the two amended agendas from February 28th and then April 25th, I misspoke at the meeting and then also typed it up wrong. But I received a call from the property owner of the Albert Neufeld house. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, it's the Albert and not Alfred, which I had said. So that's the only changes.
So we can...
I make a motion to approve A, B, and C. 3 months, minutes.
We have a motion to approve A, B, and C in the minutes. Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We can let the record show that Mooney is here at 5 after, 3 after. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I have... I guess I'll talk about our event that we're having next week at Green Isle Park, Pooches and Pints. It's an event that we're partnering with Moskowski Family Dog Park, or the Bellevue Dog Park, and Lucky Seven Dog Rescue. And it's an event for the whole family, including dogs. Being Green Isle, we'll have a temporary fence where you can have your dogs run off leash, live music, beer, food trucks. Sort of thing. All proceeds will benefit Moskowski Family Dog Park and Lucky Seven Dog Rescue. So that's next week in Green Isle, next Thursday, August 2nd, from 3 to 8.
Is that the first?
It is the first, yes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So it's August?
August 2nd.
You can bring Ellie.
And what is the time?
3 to 8.
3 to 8.
We'll have music starting at 5:30. And maybe a live demonstration, we're not sure yet, from Brown County Sheriff K-9 Unit at 5, I think so.
Is that going to be in the shelter area then?
The demonstration will be, I believe, on the tennis courts if that takes place.
Okay.
But then everything else will be around that pavilion with the music being underneath the gazebo. I have a few other items, but I'll talk about them under item number 9.
Anybody on the on the committee have any announcements? We received, I think we all probably got this, Robinson Hill Neighborhood Association block party.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? You didn't?
No.
Oh, I got it. So no. Robinson Hill Neighborhood Association is having a block party Sunday, July 29th. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Bring your own food and drinks. Grills are available. Games, music, and fun for all. South Jackson Street between Derby and Alloway Terrace. So, if anybody could go, it might be nice since we're going to be engaged in the process of nominating Robinson Hill District. You know, it might be nice to... I can't... It's my birthday, but that's no excuse. I'm going to be in the Boundary Waters canoe area, so it might be a little tough for me to get out of the canoe and get here. So I just thought I'd mention it. I don't know how it, well, I got it from Debbie on July 11th. Okay. Anything else? I guess we'll move on to item number 5, public appearances. Anyone wishing to speak, like Jim, come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. Two items. There's offers on the table now on the pump house, and in order to comply with which is condemned, but in order to comply with it, new roof is going to need to be put on. Doors are, the front door is inoperable, hasn't operated, you know, since it was remodeled probably 40, 50 years ago, and it's going to need a new front garage door, which is very plain. It's a very basic garage door. So a certificate of appropriateness will be needed, and you guys aren't going to be meeting for another 3 months now. I just wanted to know how we're going to go, if there was a procedure for getting the doors approved and the roof repair approved by you, because that's required in the conservation easement that you guys have approved it under the certificate. So that was my only concern, is how do we get something to you guys in a timely manner if a meeting isn't going to happen for another 60 or 70 days.
Was that a local designation?
No, in the conservation easement, it specifically calls, I believe it specifically calls for approval by you guys.
We had put together a restrictive covenant for that process, and I believe it included the facade, the brick facade,
right,
and the half mansard tile roof. And I don't think we had any other restrictions on there.
Was that a contingency in the offer? That is contingent on
your approval? No, just go ahead and do it. But they just have to wait. You know, I just wanted to make sure that you're aware. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll make it look better than it does now, guaranteed. But that was the only thing. Mm-hmm. And then also, Sunlight Park is 100 years old this year. Again, coming up, it's one of the best and oldest subdivisions. In the area, and that really set the tone for Alloway being an upscale community. After you got done with the old Alloway stuff by the Murphy Coles estate, this came through just after World War I, and the homes that are in there. So Sunset Park is actually part of Sunlight Park. So Sunlight Park goes from the river all the way up to Webster. If you're going to be looking at the next request for funding, I would suggest that you include all of Sunlight Park subdivision. So it includes both Sunset Park, which has newer homes, but it has a Vince Lombardi home. So the State Historical Society told the DOT that they're ready to approve the Vince Lombardi home right away. So that's already, they were redoing the Riverside Drive, forms were put out, and so the state has already pretty much pre-approved the Sunlight Park, the Sunset Park, and the Lombardi's home. So if you look at putting in all of Sunlight Park subdivision, you're going to be able to really capture the best homes that are in there. There's Sunlight Park, and the homes right around the park itself are really pretty special. And so if you ask for that funding now, I think that that's appropriate. We did that on the Miramar District. There were a couple building properties that weren't included on that, on Riverside Drive. So they expanded the territory to include, you know, a couple more homes. So I would, Sunlight Park is a pretty special subdivision, so that's what I would like to see. New funding put forward for the historic district.
We would need funding. We would need to identify its boundaries. Is it more than just St. Francis and Arrowhead Drive? Or
that's what it is.
It's those two, because the other streets were platted at a later date.
Correct. So those Saint were added on.
Yeah.
So that's the core. That's your core.
So that would be the district that
correct.
We would want to characterize geographically would be those two streets.
Right, and then the West Briar district could come up in a couple of years, and if you add it on, whatever it is. But that in and of itself, you had the Sunlight Park district, and in De Pere you had the Urbandale district. So this is just after World War II, and this is when they're really figuring out how to create the idyllic suburb, and that's what you have there. Thanks.
I guess we'll go on to item number 6, recommendation of consultant for certified local government grant, nomination of Robinson Hill Historic District. Trevor, do you want to start us off with this?
Sure. We've had quite a bit of luck in the past receiving this grant. Looking back, it kind of seems like we receive it every other year because kind of giving preferential treatment to those that have not received it the year prior. But we have received funding in the past for the intensive survey report in 2012. And then the two municipal buildings, the community center and the pump house, 2014, I think. And then the Grayling House in the Miramar District in 2016, and then now that could be off of my years, but then now the Robinson Hill District. And so looking for suggestions on if we should apply again this year, because the letter of intent is due in September. And if we decide to do project this year, which project would you like to pursue? So again, the letter of intent is due in September, and then after that the application is actually due in November. So then submit the letter of intent, get some estimates for that project, and then submit the application in November.
I guess I would be speaking personally also, but I know the Minahan House has been suggested in the past, and it was the Greenland House that the committee decided to go ahead with. So I would hope that we don't look for new homes if we haven't done the homes that already were.
Yeah, I think we have that one in the queue.
Yeah.
I would propose that we have that be the next property that we apply for a grant for, because those were those two homes, the Grayling home and Roger Minahan, were the first two that came up, and we talked about and worked on a way to get both of them at the same time, and so one went first. So
are we on number 6?
We're kind of doing 6 and 7 together, I think, actually.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I missed it.
Yeah, no, we actually got off on 7.
I can go back to number 6. I apologize.
Yeah, maybe we should finish number 6 first, but I think we kind of have our decision on number 7, too. So.
Right. So thank you, Bobby. So we did receive two proposals for the Robinson Hill District. One was from Median Hunt, and the other was from Legacy Architecture. The committee reviewed the proposals, both great proposals. I think Legacy, we obviously had past experience with, they're familiar with the community. And so the committee felt comfortable with going with Legacy, but on top of all that, Legacy was more specific in their proposal towards Alloway. For an example, just an example, an easy example was the cover photo had photos of the specific houses in that neighborhood, whereas Mietenheim had a picture of might look street. Like it was taken from Google Street View from the road. We also thought that legacy architecture was good in that they are specific towards historic preservation and architecture work, whereas Mietenheim is a little larger firm and no doubt they provide a quality nomination, but their focus is a little more geared toward engineering and that sort of thing. Whereas, and they have the historic preservation arm to do the Section 106 studies. It's my opinion, but it also seemed to be the opinion of the committee. So, Howard, I don't know if you want to add anything.
No, I just felt that, again, they could each do the job, probably, but some of the things were just, they were kind of subtle, like the cover photograph on the meat hunt. It was a streetscape that didn't say anything about historic, it didn't show a home that you could identify it. And they referred often in their presentation to their the study they did for the DOT. As you mentioned, the Section 106 or whatever. So we kind of got the sense that, well, maybe they figured they'd already done the work and they're just going to pull out some stuff that they did 2 years ago and stick it together. And another, you know, little, like subtle things, like, well, they have an office in De Pere, so their staff members that are working on our project would be able to work out of that office, meaning that they're not going to be, they're going to be located in around Madison, I think that's their headquarters. So it's a little longer drive than Sheboygan. And we just felt a little more comfortable with, not just because Legacy had been used before, but just they gave a better image, a better presentation of what they were going to try and do personally with this nomination. So we all agreed, the three of us, there was Brad and myself and Trevor that met. That was our subcommittee. And I think Jim Gingrich wasn't available or didn't participate. So we agreed that Legacy would be the one that we recommend, that we're recommending to our committee. So.
And they were pretty close in cost?
They were around $200 difference or something like that.
Yeah, it was insignificant or immaterial,
right,
as accountants would say.
They were both at or under the $9,500 that we received as part of the grant to do the project. So.
So
do you need a motion to approve it?
Yeah. Is there any discussion, any questions anybody has, or are you okay with?
I make a motion to approve Legacy.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Now we'll move on to item number 7, Certified Local Government Grant Project for 2018 application cycle. I agree with Jim that sunset
sunlight.
I should know better. I live there, but would be a candidate for next time. But I think we need to follow the list that we put together in the past, and so I guess I think that we should proceed with putting the Roger Minahan home up next for the grant project. Any comments before? I guess we need an action. This is an action. We need a motion on this one as well.
A motion for the Minahan House for the 2018 grant cycle.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Trevor, is there anything that we need to know about how that grant is going to be the way it is in the past? You prepare the grant request, and as far as the timing, do we know?
Yes, and thank you. That was actually I was hoping you guys would go that direction only because, you know, next year we're going to be working on rewriting our zoning code, so we're going to have quite a bit. So it's nice to have just one single property rather than a district. But yes, I will submit, I will request an estimate. All I need is one for the letter of intent. I'll then submit that with the letter of intent in September. And then I would need another estimate to then submit for the application in November. And those estimates and the application I'll discuss with you guys at the October meeting prior to submitting. So. But then in the past, we submit in November, and then we typically hear around February of the following year if we receive the grant or not.
Great, thank you. Item number eight. Action regarding Miramar Drive Residential Historic District Celebration Event.
And so if you recall, this is the thing that we had originally planned for May and mid-June, and then it just kind of, I lost focus on the project because other things came up, but I'm hoping that we can have something for maybe end of September time frame. We'll have the signs made up on historic district signs, and we'll probably have them put up, and then we'll just do a ceremonial unveiling, invite the neighbors and the committee, and see if we can do a press release too. So. Relatively minor, but I think it's still kind of neat to celebrate the district. You know, it looked neat with the hopefully with the fall colors and everything.
Can we do that like during a regular meeting time? I don't know, fall if it's dark at 6.
Oh.
Maybe. It won't be too bad, but I mean, at least we're all scheduled to.
Sure,
I can kind of have that time kind of blocked out on our,
yeah,
our Outlook calendars.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, whatever the September meeting is, if that works.
And then if there's other business we need to take care of, you know, we can just come back.
Sure.
Or have that first, and you know, whatever works out for you, Trevor.
Have it first before the sun goes down.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll look at the sunset schedule.
Yeah, well,
should be okay.
Yeah.
If you're looking for September, it should still be.
Yeah. It won't be snowing yet. Trevor, we don't need to take any action on this other than just what we've already done.
Well, if you're comfortable with what I explained, that's fine. We'll do it on the September meeting date and for that.
Okay. Then we'll move on to item number 9, discussion regarding projects and properties update.
So, two things. One was, I'm sure you've heard about the Green Bay Correctional Institute, and they're circulating a survey. We're hoping to have a few more signatures. The survey will remain open, but we're hoping present the signatures we do have next week, August 1st. So if you haven't signed it, I encourage you to sign it if you are in support of decommissioning prison. If you know of other Brown County residents, because it is open to are in support, I encourage you please to sign it. You can sign the online petition. It's found on our website, or you can come in and hear and sign the paper copy. So that's where that's going. The village also had a resident volunteer his time. He's a former planner that has planned many large-scale facilities in actually cities over in the Middle East. And he was able to come up with a concept rendering, just showing what could go in there. And the purpose of that was just to be able to have a scale of what conceptually could fit in there so that we could then proceed with getting St. Norbert's to do an economic feasibility study to see what the economic impacts truly are should it be decommissioned for the village. So, at the end of June, the village presented that concept rendering to the public, and then at the July meeting, I believe, or the June board meeting, the board approved then the economic study to be carried out by St. Roberts. So that's that. That again can be found on our website, or you can come in here and take a look at the rendering. But then also, as Mr. Worth mentioned, the pump house, we are working with an offer on the table, and hopefully we can have that accepted fairly soon, at which point then the new owner will be able to move forward with the proper zoning and any process that needs to go along with that, but then also the certificate of appropriateness to do the work to get the work needed approved by the committee. If that happens in August or September, we'll certainly convene a meeting for that. We'll certainly let you know when that takes place. So
if it's just the roof, if it's something that you can't see from the street, would it need to go before that and have a special meeting? Because there's a flat roof that you can't see unless you're in a drone that has to be all done. But nothing, no second story, nothing is going to be put on. So would that need to come before the committee?
I think there were 5 items listed that were of interest to the committee of being protected. A lot of them had to do with the front facade. So, I don't know, I think my interpretation would be that if it was flat roof that's not being seen, you wouldn't need a certificate for appropriateness. Any of the other work, I think later on you definitely need something. But we can certainly discuss this now, we can't take any action on it, but if any of the committee members feel different or want to discuss it, we can.
What I'm hearing is that the flat roof isn't an issue. Anything you can see from the street has to go before the committee.
And I can't even remember if the ordinance says, like, if it's just maintenance and repair or replacing the light with the light.
Right.
Do you need to get a certificate? I don't have my ordinance with me.
I think for a local designation, you're correct in it. I need to read what the restrictive covenant says.
Oh, that's right. Because we're only going on the covenant.
Yeah. And I think it just had to do with
the facade. You're right.
What we saw from the outside.
Yeah.
And there were, and again, as you said, you know, the roof. First of all, it's a required maintenance item anyway, and there's no particular specification that require the roof to be in any certain form. You know, it's not like brickwork or tuck pointing where it had, you know, or window replacements and that might, you know, where we might want to try and encourage them to do something consistent with the original style, but a roof's a roof and it can't be seen and it needs to be done. The same with the door. You know. So it'll be better, as you said, it'll be better than it is now. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we want to put any roadblocks mm-hmm. up. There'll be some paperwork anyway later on.
Can I ask, what's the intended usage of it? Commercial or
no? Working within the structural confines. Mm-hmm. So this initially, because there is only limited bathroom space, mm-hmm. it's just going to be an art studio mm-hmm. and what's called a tool library mm-hmm. and a garage. So shared space, but there's only one bathroom there. And in order to put more bathrooms in, then you have to get engineers involved, and you have to start cutting things, and you have to get state approvals. So as the structure is right now, just by fixing it, you can at least get something in there.
Yeah.
And so you're not open to the public. And then in the future, that art studio could possibly become a little coffee shop, if possible. But mm-hmm. that's all in the future. Just getting something in there, getting it habitable, so it's not condemned anymore, and then getting somebody in there that can use it as studio space, and then what's called a tool library.
Yeah. Which is a nice fit for that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it already has
the custom.
Yeah, the custom frame.
Next to
place,
it, in that little art store across the street.
Across the street.
Yeah, very nice.
She'll certainly be glad to hear that there's an offer. We know her, and mm-hmm. and she talks about how she's been chasing kids off of that holding tank in the back for years. You know, playing up there, and stuff, and they shouldn't be in. So it's good to see.
Yeah.
Any other discussions of projects? Do we all have a hard copy? We don't need it because it's on the village website, but I'm thinking since we're moving into the Robinson Hill District nomination process, might be good for us, for me anyway, to review how we came to this point and this 180 pages or whatever it is, killed a tree just to do this, but it's on the village website under, I think it's, I don't know the path, it's village committees and historic preservation, and then there's some items to click on and you can see it. But I'd encourage us all to just kind of familiarize ourselves and read about Robinson Hill District, and I don't know that we ever really learned where the name Robinson Hill came from.
I was at the October 2012 meeting. We were going through different names that it could be, and one of the very small subdivisions in there is actually Robinson Hill at the end of Diaper Alley. They didn't like Diaper Alley, that one didn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
But Robinson Hill is the end of Alloway. It's just a little cluster of houses, so that is technically one of the subdivision names in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Robinson, in the 1870s, started a newspaper. So he was a newspaper publisher, and he lived on the hill there, so he had a house there, and that became Robinson Hill. And then McLean, that was the other name that it could have been, McLean's or Durden. But McLean also owned a lot of that land that it got subdivided. So it was either Robinson or McLean. And Robinson had a better story.
So the name came from someone named Robinson, and he was
correct.
And it wasn't the one who was a politician and is buried in Woodland Cemetery.
I
just wonder. I don't know. I have free time. And
I think that they were brothers, Charles Robinson.
Okay. Yeah, Charles Robinson was the one. I remember when I looked at the National Register nomination for the Astor District, the earliest record was in 1836 or something like that. It was called the Hill then, and so further down it was Robinson Hill, I guess.
Robinson was a early publisher. He was the second newspaper.
And I read the story of this guy. I'll have to find it. If I could find it quickly, I'd... Well, this guy, it's Mr. Rainin, who was a, he operated a mill and in De Pere and other places, and he had a fire in his mill and it burned to the ground. And it was a large fire, and he had, what does it say, the loss was heavy and the insurance was small, it says. And after this disaster, he located on located upon the farm of a 97-acre property. He has since resided, the homestead being generally known as Robinson Hill. From this pleasant home, erected in 1891, a delightful view of the Fox River is obtained. The way they wrote, the way they, this was written in whenever, back then.
So that would be like right next to the Schrader's greenhouses?
Yeah.
So yeah. The railroad tracks right there?
Yeah.
So that's right
Where
that rain
is. It's also good to just take a look at the map that was outlined. Again, this is just in preparation for being involved with this nomination. It's good to look at the map that Legacy outlined as being, you know, the boundary, because it doesn't run from Riverside to Webster. And there's comments in the study that, that says why, you know, at a certain point beyond Jackson, I think, or I forget whichever street it is, the houses become non-contributing. Too many non-contributing and too many alterations. So, you know, folks living in that block, we may encounter them and have dialogues with them, but just so we know that, I mean, just like Miramar, I mean, the whole street is going to have a sign on it, but only two-thirds of that street is technically identified. So just so we understand what Robinson Hill District, where it is. So the only other question I had for was the status of the Albert Newfield House. Do you know anything? Because that's kind of on a separate track, right? Because mm-hmm. they funded their own nomination papers. And do you hear about that? Or
that was successfully listed, yes. To the National Register, I believe.
Okay.
When the property owner called and corrected me on the minutes, he...
Oh, in the name.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any need or appropriateness for us to do anything with the plaque for that home, or is it just up to him if he wants to?
I think it's probably up to him.
Up to him. Yeah. That's a neat little neighborhood, that home.
Mm-hmm.
And that little intersection there is quite nice. Okay, I'll quit talking.
Just for the reference, it's on East Whitney. Is where
East Whitney and across the street from the intersection of Pinckney or Pitcairn or something or other. I can't think. It starts with a P.
Yes.
And it runs down to... Yeah, I just...
So...
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Moving on to item number 10, next meeting date and agenda items.
I think following the schedule we kind of put out, it would be October 24th would be our next in-here meeting date, unless we receive something prior to that. Otherwise, we'll have that event scheduled for September if that works out. If everything works out for that. So.
Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a long time off.
Mm-hmm. I don't want summer to end.
Pardon?
I don't want summer to end.
No, none of us do. None of us do. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to item number 11, adjournment. I guess I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.